Dear Iggy, my girlfriend's really into cosplay. She loves to dress up as Princess Leia and is always trying to get me to be Darth Vader. Firstly, I get claustrophobic in that mask. Secondly, Leia's Vader's daughter, so it feels a bit icky. Thoughts? Mr. Cargo Pants are still cool, right?
Maybe try face paint? I do think that you should cosplay with your girlfriend, though, because she may unleash some sort of inner sex demon, and you might be missing out on that. And that could take your mind off the fact that you're having incestuous, weird sex play with your girlfriend. Meet her in the middle.
Dear Iggy, I was watching Netflix on my boy's iPad, and suddenly these Facebook messages started popping up. And I watched, in real time, a whole exchange where he was flirt messaging with some other chick. Now what do I do? Crushed. Miss, I wasn't even snooping.
I have had the same thing happen! Guys, you have to stop linking your iCloud to your iPad. Dumb. I was on my iPad one day, and all of a sudden, I started seeing my boyfriend's real-time text messages pop up, and I realized that all of the text messages were in there. And I went through them all, and they were like, I want to have a sleepover and a panty party and all kinds of shit. Screenshot that shit, send it to yourself, and then decide how much of his shit you're gonna burn. Don't let him know that you know anything and set the trap and let him come over. And then when he comes over, be burning his shit and then start asking him, why am I burning your shit? That way he may have other things he's hiding that you can get out of him. Or another good one to do is screenshot his shit and don't tell him, and then wait till he goes to sleep with you and then like sneak attack awake him like that with his shit and be like, what the fuck are you doing? They don't know what to do. Burn the H&M shit, or like the cheaper shit, the Forever 21 shit, and give him a chance to tell the truth, and then end with whatever the most expensive shit is, so that way it's usually like an incentive for him to tell the truth. Yeah, I've burned people's shit, it works.
Dear Iggy, although I say more than a handful is a waste, I do feel insecure about the size of my boobs. I'm saving up for implants, but my girlfriends are trying to talk me out of it. I'm conflicted. Help. Miss, desperately seeking C-cup.
Well, I understand that because I have fake boobs. And I also used to have a handful of boobs. And I liked having a handful of boobs, so I feel you, because sometimes it's fun and it's fashionable. And other times you wish that you had like a little bit more to work with. I don't think that you should ask your friends for advice about your own body. It's a conversation you have to have with yourself, and I hope that you would have it for a long time. Like, I'm talking 6 months to a year, for a really long time, because the way that you feel about your body can change over time, and I think that it's your personal choice, but it's something that you can't make an impulse decision on. It's your body, and you can't change it back.
Dear Iggy, how long do my girlfriend and I have to be dating before I can poop at her place? Constipationally yours, Mr. Can't Drink Coffee on Sunday Mornings at hers.
I have a girlfriend, and she didn't feel like she was ready to poop at her boyfriend's place yet. And she was visiting from out of town, and she had a friend that was coming over for drinks too, and she wanted to try to get out of his apartment, go down to the deli in New York, somewhere where she could poop. And he said, I'll come to the deli with you, babe, trying to be a gentleman. So she had to make her other friend take one for the team. She went in there and pooped, and then had her friend go in there and come out and was like, oh, my friend. So if you have to poop at your girlfriend's house, try to have other people at the house and blame it on other people that you're hanging out with. If not, just make sure you eat foods that make you constipated. Guys are really good at convincing you that like you're crazy just because you're doing crazy shit. Don't believe that. Do crazy shit. It doesn't mean you're crazy.